The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. A little drizzly this morning, but we still hadn't had enough rain. Mr. Rector's going to fix that this afternoon.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
He's going to do something and it causes it to rain all day.
Well, here's what I did last week. I washed my truck four times. So
trying to get it ready.
Yeah, so it must have worked finally. And I didn't have to go do the fifth time.
Well,
it's coming down pretty good. I don't know how much we got.
We ain't gotten that much. The sidewalk was still dry in places.
I'll tell you, here's what else I did. The dust was getting so bad at our store.
You drenched it with oil.
No, I did not drench it with oil. I looked for a water truck and finally found one of our buddies, Matthew's Construction, right up the street. Our good neighbors and customer had a water truck, so I brought a water truck in and we sprayed that dirt down and washed the parking lot, and it lasted for 2 days. Actually,
well,
pretty
instead
good.
Instead of dust, you hit mud. Okay, that works.
No, I didn't have any mud. It's kind of sand, almost sand. It didn't turn to mud, but I wish I'd have come up with that a long time ago. I'm going to keep that in my back pocket. It gets really bad right there. When you come up from the back, coming up to the front, you'll look out in the front parking lot, it's just cloud of dust. But that dust is over, you know. When you start getting this late in the year, it starts getting rain every now and then, and should be good now.
The Matthews family are great people.
Yeah, they are, man.
Forever.
And they're still, I guess Jay is taking over for his father, and they're doing all kind of stuff, man.
Well,
they have a bunch of people working for them.
I don't know if that's entirely true, but Jimmy is retired, and I think he shows up every now and then to make sure they're not doing anything stupid. Jay and Chris supposedly have taken it over, but Jay seems to spend, I hadn't seen him lately or talked to him, but he seems to spend a lot of time fishing down in Charleston.
Oh, really?
Not enough time working.
Yeah.
I'll fuss at him sometime.
Well, they're all over the place. They were doing that little project across from Millwood, Alston, whatever that is. Over there, building the Chipotle and Five Guys Burgers is going to be in there. So.
They do some awesome work now. They put our pond in back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. We had U.S. Soil and Water put it in, or designed it. They didn't put it in.
Yeah.
Jimmy put it in. And this guy from Lancaster was out there watching them one day. I walked down there and started talking to him. I said, well, they're doing it right. He said, they forgot more about pond building than I'll ever know, but it's just nice to watch people doing work that know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's good.
So they totally impressed the inspector.
Yeah, you can't just build a pond.
No.
You have to have it regulated.
Oh, it took, and I don't know what the rules are now. Back then, if the dam was over 25 feet, you had to have it inspected annually and permitted. If it's under 25 feet, you get.
That's a lot of pressure pushing on that.
They give you 10% leeway, but ours was just under the limit, so we don't have to have it annually inspected, but they can come look at it anytime they want to. So.
Yeah.
But they do good work. They do a good job. They're great people, good Christians, the whole nine yards.
So. Yeah, I like them, yeah.
But,
so the weather, we had an awesome week again. Like we went on and the frost beat what we said and came early, but then it got warm again and it was, be honest with you, it was actually hot.
We had a couple days.
Put the air conditioner on at the store and I've had to cut it on at night, but that 82, 83 felt pretty hot.
Yeah, pretty warm.
I guess they say the sun's closer this time of year, so. I know it's bright, man. I'll tell you what, when you turn about 4 or 5 o'clock headed somewhere and you're looking right in the sun or in the morning, it's bright.
The mornings seem to be worse than the evenings to me. But
breaking news on the Gardener's Bench. The sun is bright.
Yep.
We're just saying things that are true today.
Revolutionary. I don't know about that. We ain't got going yet.
Rain. The rain is wet.
But, it, well, one thing, we need more rain.
We do.
On plants, generally, it's about an inch a week. And I think I heard that on grass somewhere, you needed about an inch a week.
I believe that we've only had one rain in October, basically. I mean, it was that one where we had that hail come in there with it. But that really wasn't even a lot of water then. So had some early rain in September. Everything was looking good. I thought planting season was going to be good. And then
September will
then it got warm and dry and boom. But here we are. So,
but
should be good going forward, I think.
They had dropped it down and now I think they brought it back up for today and tomorrow. So we'll
I looked
see.
At the map and it looked like the whole state of South Carolina is covered in clouds right now and rain. So.
Well, the way they talked this morning on the news is the whole southeast.
Coming up from the Gulf.
In North Carolina, South Carolina, the whole thing's supposed to be pretty good.
Now, if this trend continues, remember the El Nino, the jet stream will drop and the water will come out of the Gulf and we'll get snow. And you can come to Carolina Fresh and get some sleds.
Don't forget to order some more sleds.
I need to get the dust washed off of them. I need to
don't forget to order sleds.
No. Yeah.
I told you you should have sold them to people going to the beach, but you didn't do that.
I know. Could have done that. Maybe. I'm getting ready to head down there for a golf course superintendent's convention today through Wednesday.
Well, who runs the store while you're at these?
Brenda and... My store runs everybody there works.
Brenda runs it anyway.
That's true.
She runs
Brenda, Tony, everybody there is capable of, they know what they got to do.
Brenda's part time, but she does more than full time.
That store is a machine. It runs. Whoever's there, it runs. Well, yesterday, me, Brenda, and Tony weren't there, so I don't know what happened. I didn't get too many phone calls, so it must have been pretty good.
Lack of management. Okay. So still selling a lot of grass.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
We've been keeping our customers warm for over 30 years, and we want to do the same for you. Don't wait. Call me, Benny Etter, 803-327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Mike from Imperial Pool and Spas with Christmas gift ideas for all year long. Barrett, tell us about Dolphin robotic cleaners.
They're Bluetooth adaptable, self-contained, and automatically clean your pool's floor, side, and waterline without water power.
See us for big clearance savings this Christmas at Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories. Play our songs again.
Okay, Matthew has us back to the Gardener's Bench. We're also on Facebook Live from 8 to 9. So we got a lot of people that including my wife, that listen or watch us on.
There's at least three people watch. I know my parents and your wife.
My wife.
You had something to say to her today?
No, she's got to tell me happy anniversary. Oh, man, I don't have come to tell on. Her.
You're old school.
She's the one that's privileged.
Tell her.
Happy anniversary, dear. 23 years at 4:23 this afternoon.
Oh.
Larry Bigham timed it. That's how I know.
Okay.
And
that's when the party
love
started.
This one. When we got married in 2000, she wanted to get married the week before, and I told her I wasn't going to be out of town on Election Day. So we put it to, it ended up on Veterans Day. Well, Clemson had a bye that week. They didn't have a problem. And South Carolina hadn't won since Jesus was a kid. I mean, it's been a long time. Well, a guy named Lou Holtz came in and all of a sudden turned that around. They started winning. They had 11:30 kickoff with Vanderbilt. TSPN kicked it to 3:30 and we had set the wedding for 4 o'clock. So we had 500 people in Catawba Baptist Church with the radios listening to the ball game.
And that was really before everybody had a cell phone, I guess.
Yeah, that was pre-cell phone years. So we...
That's kind of funny. That's where you got married, Catawba Baptist?
Uh-huh.
I thought you got married out at Terza.
Oh. We had a bunch of people there. Yeah. We were the social event of the year until Amy Bigham got married.
Yeah. Man.
But we had... I didn't know much about it, but I know they sent out invitations, and I started getting phone calls at the office. People, Steve, I ain't got any invitation yet.
You're like, well, I'm not in charge of that.
So we had to, they had to double the number of invitations. So.
Should have had it went through Coliseum.
Well, we didn't know that many people were coming, but it was huge.
And you went to Thursdays afterwards?
Oh, yeah, we went to Curly's and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Thursdays had the biggest bar night they'd ever had. They even sold out of the Rock Gut stuff. If I had to, that we got had a reception at the church because if I paid for alcohol for all the drunks I knew, I'd still be paying that bill.
You'd have to keep Rolling Hills would still be open right now.
It helped me pay that bill because, but
well, happy anniversary, Rhonda. Well,
she needs it.
Awesome.
She deserves it.
Yeah.
She put up with me a long time.
To celebrate the anniversary, Rhonda's going to breakfast with her friend.
Yeah. Instead of me going with her friend.
That's what happens after 20-some years. You're like, I'll see you at home later. See you on the front porch. We'll rock.
Well, way back in the day before we got married and after we got married, we had made some money. We had done very well. And then 2000...
Eight heaven.
I guess it was seven was when the free, well, back up. The dot-com bust came in 2001. The first drought restrictions came in 2002. 2007 was the worst freeze housing, the Southeast had ever had, almost.
Then the housing thing.
And 2008 was another drought. They put water restrictions on us again. And 2009 is when the economy crashed here. Now, everywhere else had been falling pretty good, but we were exempt for some reason.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everything went to 9, 10, 11, and 12 stunk. And I guess it kicked back in about 15 when things leveled off, and it's been booming ever since. So we've been fortunate. But this next year, 2024, I'm kind of glad I'm out of it now because any time there's an election year, things get wacky.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's running, whether it's state or federal or what it is, things get weird.
I think we're lucky in this area of the country that should be plenty of things going on for a long time, really. Everybody moving here and things going on. And things cost more, definitely, but... I think we're safe in this area.
I'm not so sure of that.
If this area starts hurting, the rest of the country is going to be really hurting.
Well, the biggest problem I see on the outside looking in right now is people want to move here, but it's not any houses for them to buy.
Yeah.
And it's an inventory problem. It's not a demand problem. It's a supply problem and inventory problem. And I don't want to pick on Rock Hill and down them and all, but you know, they kind of got the idea that they're building too many houses, and really they're not building enough houses.
There's a lot that goes along with that. I mean, you have to have infrastructure and police and fire and all that. You can't just explode all of a sudden and have double the amount of people. So,
since
Fort Mill has been going through more growing pains than us,
Fort Mill hadn't gone through anything. It's not Fort Mill; it's the county.
Yeah.
City of Fort Mill doesn't really have a problem. They just don't
have any
room
anymore. Yeah, nowhere to grow.
Where all the growth is outside the city limits. And
well, I guess they'd take over. Like, that's what cities do. I guess they reach out and grab
South Carolina.
can't.
North Carolina can just roll over you. South Carolina, it's a pretty major.
Well, I know you have to go through the process.
Pretty major deal.
Rock Hill
to get
probably
annexed.
Might want to do that too, but
we're
in the county. You're in the county too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're on the edge.
Yeah, I thought you got an extension.
See, the airport is in the city, and the Walmart out there is in the city, but we're not. Yeah,
I thought they got you when they got Walmart.
Nope.
Okay.
Kind of odd, but
I knew Matthews was still in the county.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. That cemetery is city too, isn't it?
Yeah, but city owns the cemetery.
Yeah.
That's
may
the
not
difference.
Be city limits. So.
Well, with us. Where the nursery sits up to Pennington Road, our side of Pennington Road County, the Selenese side is in the city.
Oh, wow.
Now, Wood Forest is in the county,
mm-hmm.
but all the other little subdivisions are in the city.
Covered in the city.
Between museum and airport, the airport, all mm-hmm. that's in the city. But it's kind of chopped up. But
yeah.
Yeah. Rhonda says we're in the country. Yeah, we're in the country, but we're a quarter mile from the city limits.
Yeah, it used to be really in the country.
Oh, where we started, the city limits was at Ebenezer.
Yeah.
But I don't buy all this recession stuff. I think we're going to be fine around here and everywhere else, too. Because mm-hmm. as long as people spend money, we're not going to have a recession. Yeah, it's real mm-hmm. simple.
Well, they have not stopped spending money.
The biggest problem I see right now is getting enough help. Everywhere I go, anybody mm-hmm. I talk to, they mm-hmm. can't get enough help. And then
grocery store I go in and store, they want you, want you to check yourself out, and I hate that.
Well, I don't do it.
I stand in line and I don't do it.
I'm still ticked that I have to pump my own gas.
Yeah. Oh, really? I hear you.
That's what started this mess.
Yeah.
I gave customer service a whole new name.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, Matthew, I hear you this time, and we'll be right back to the garden.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
See the latest spas at Imperial Pool and Spas. This is Mike Elder. New Garden Leisure hot tubs feature up to 96 massaging jets and seat up to 7. Now available at both our Rock Hill and Lake Wylie locations. Imperial Pool and Spas, helping you enjoy the water 365 days a year.
We're back to the gardener's bench. Okay, now, are you going to do it or am I going to do it?
Yeah, well, we've got another, I'll say, off-site interview that Alan is conducting with one of our good sponsors, Benny Etter, from AirTech Heating and Air. We're going to let them take it away.
Thanks, guys. The Bench Boys bringing it to you here on the Gardener's Bench. Benny, all season long, we've been talking about the transitions into different seasons for AirTech, and right now you're in a couple of weeks where you have to get things in tip-top shape if people are going to be warm this winter.
That's right. Thank the Lord. We do live in an area that has four seasons,
And we are right on the door of winter coming up on us, so you better be sure and get your furnace or heat pump service because the cold weather's here and it's going to be here for a while.
Now you folks do thousands of these checkups every year. You get the opportunity to come out to people's homes. And one of the things that I've heard so many times, and I know in our case with the work that you do for us, you never go in and really high-pressure somebody to buy that heating and air conditioning unit. In fact, I can recall many times when you and I have had a discussion where I've said, you know, that unit's 15 years old, and you've said, well, it's still running okay. So, you know, you've got to make that decision. We can put one in, or you can keep it going because it's a good unit. Other times you've come in and said, you know, we got to replace that unit. So you're very honest with people, and you haven't made a living for these 30 years by staying on top of people, trying to get them to change every time you come out to service their units.
That's right. We go in and service the unit and check everything out, and then we'll advise the customer on some options, and we'll let the customer make what decision's best for them. If it's to a point where they're throwing good money after bad, we'll tell them you're throwing good money after bad at that point. But if it's the unit's got some life left in it, we'll tell them, okay, you've got some life left in it. Maybe time to start saving the money because it's, you know, next year you may have to do something. But we're not going to go in and high-pressure sell someone to tell them they have to do something. When it's time, it'll be time.
Now, anybody that is interested in putting a new unit in, you have finance programs available?
Yeah, we do have financial assistance available if they need some financing for the system. The systems are something that, you know, not everybody has enough cash in the bank to be able to pay for them right up front. So we do have financing available.
You know, the key to everything that you guys do is trying to keep the family warm all winter long. There's nothing like waking up in the middle of the night, the baby crying because it's cold, and your unit went out for some reason. And, of course, all you got to do is when you get up and get rolling, give them a call, and they'll try to work you into the next day's schedule as closely as they can.
Yeah, we do the best we can to service everybody the same day, if at all possible. We do keep service techs on call all weekend. So if you're out of heat, just give us a call, and we'll do the best we can.
And the perfect thing to do is to have a maintenance plan with you.
Yeah, we have the maintenance plans where we automatically call you and schedule when it's time in the spring and time in the fall to get your system, all the preventive maintenance done, and we'll come out and take care of it and hopefully prevent a failure so you don't have to call us when it's really cold outside.
Hang around, Benny. We want to talk a little bit more about heating and air conditioning as we get into these winter months.
Okay.
More coming up next on the Gardener's Bench.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Mr. Eller and AirTech Heating and Air for sponsoring us for as long as I've been associated with the thing. And we really appreciate it.
Us and a lot of other things on WRHI.
Anyway, okay.
You got a new nickname, I guess, now. Alan just said we're the Bench Boys.
The Bench Boys. Okay.
Like that might stick.
The Bench Boys are here.
That might stay in power, huh?
It might. Well, they were talking about some good things. It is good to get your air conditioned unit, whatever you want to call that thing. Your units looked at right now.
Yeah, we are doing. You should going, be having service for
last
going
week. Man, last week mine was on heat and air, heat and air, heat and air,
bouncing like, back and forth.
Had the doors open at work. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. My dad told me not to do that. Why do you have the doors open and the air conditioning on?
That you didn't listen. Still don't listen. All these years later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it felt so good.
So we're not partying tonight.
No, we're not partying. I told you I'm headed to the beach to get ready for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Try to play some golf, but weather's not looking very good.
Down there, it doesn't have to look good.
Well, yeah,
it can rain if like somebody, the devil. You got to stand in water, and 2 hours later, it's clear.
If it's warm enough, I enjoy playing in the rain because there's not a bunch of people out there. Then, so, golf has gotten crazy.
Golf there's was crazy way before
charging
COVID.
So much for it, and there's people everywhere, and just nuts.
Well, a lot of courses down there closed, didn't they?
Some. I mean, some have got condos and stuff built on them now. Yeah. But the old one I used to was a really good one down there. Remember Bay Tree?
Mm-hmm.
I think it had like 54 holes. It's all gone. It's all houses and stuff.
You're going to laugh when I tell you my favorite course at Myrtle Beach was Gator Hole.
Gator Hole, yeah. I don't think it's there either.
Oh, it's been gone.
Gator Hole. What a good name.
The only thing with it was little alligators could be aggravated.
Oh, yeah.
We were playing down there one Labor Day, and I hit an approach shot to the green. And it bounced off, got up the green, and a little baby alligator grabbed my ball and took it down into the rough.
Funny.
And my buddy told me I had to take a stroke. I said, I didn't knock the ball off the green. That little alligator took it. He said, well, go get it. I said, not a chance. Mama's down there somewhere.
Yeah, ain't no way. The course I liked down there was Quail Creek. Used to play there a lot when I was a kid, and that's right there in Coastal Carolina, and it's actually called the Hackler Course now.
But, really? Yeah, I didn't know it changed
name. It's still open, and they did some renovations to it.
And Myrtlewood's still there?
Myrtlewood's still there, 36 holes.
I like Myrtlewood.
Me and my wife played at Beechwood, which was kind of, it's not a great course, but it's right off 17 right there. It's just kind of a
I know where it is.
Good municipal course, you know. Doesn't cost a lot. They got tee times stacked on top of each other. But there's some other, if you want to spend some money, there's some really good courses like Grand Dunes and
played there.
Dunes. I played the Dunes years ago in the state amateur, like 1986. I played, that's an incredible course. And they're actually going to have a pro golf tournament there next year. I'm interested to see how the pros play that thing. You played the Dunes before? Have you?
One time.
And the Granddaddy, have you played Pine Lakes?
No. I was supposed to.
I played
to.
Pine Lakes, and that was the first golf course down there. It's right off 17 also.
I was supposed to, but I had a... Mm-hmm. It was semi-private, wasn't it?
Yeah. You could still get on there.
But I had a guy who was going to put me on there with him, and something happened. We couldn't do it. We never could reschedule.
Yeah, that's a cool course. And when I got hired at Carolina Downs, Billy Crabtree was a superintendent there. And after he left there, he went down to the beach, and he was assistant superintendent at the Pine Lakes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Was down there for a few years.
And he didn't invite me to play.
I know.
I'll see him next time.
I think he invited Steve. Steve came down there and played with him.
I think it's been.
Yeah, been a while.
In fact, I just saw him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
For the first time. He went to Hickory.
Hickory, yep.
The school up there where Tommy was there, Roddy Wallace and the old crowd. Okay,
right,
Matthew. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
It's the middle of winter. It's cold outside, and your heat goes out.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let this happen to you. Call me, Benny Etter, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Don't wait. Call 803-327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Okay, here we are, back to the Gardener's Bench on November the 11th, 2023, in the big city of Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Anything we'd like to say thank you to all the veterans out there. We get a lot of veterans come in our store, and we love y'all. And Tony did a good sign post this week on the sign out there, so we... Carolina Fresh loves all the veterans. The guy that started Carolina Fresh... John Fogle was on the beaches of Normandy. So he was, his grandson actually took him back there for, he's passed away since, but I don't know what anniversary that was, for that, but they took him out there, and it was really cool to, they all got to actually go back to the beach and all, spend some time over there.
My uncle was at Normandy. And Diddy, he was in the Navy, so he was on a destroyer. He didn't get to do much.
I think it's really hard for people to wrap their brain about what happened that day. And just like, especially kids now. I mean, I was, when I had my Lady Trojan golf tournament, we had it on 9/11. I spoke about 9/11, and these kids weren't alive when 9/11 happened. So it's,
they had no
history,
clue.
History is important. So, but you should look back at that. The beaches of Normandy, there was a lot of people lost their lives that day, but turned the war.
Yep.
Got it going in the right direction. But thank you all.
So, you said you hadn't sold a whole lot of sod this
week. Yeah, we're not. Our grass is not going out the door very quickly here lately for some reason, but it kind of happens this time of year. But
think it might be because it's been so dry.
Could be, yeah. I think seeding kind of stopped, too. People were waiting on to seed, you know, till it got some rain, too. But we're going into cool weather. So still, you can still go ahead and seed. But, you know, I say plant. Now's the time to plant. Now's the time to sod, too. You can sod all our grasses right now.
Now's the time to
get them growing. I could actually just take that now because your business is not here. I never
did register it.
Carolina Fresh, get them in and get them growing.
Bottom Post says he's going to use it too. So.
Yeah. Carolina Crimes Podcast, get them in and get them growing. we're going to take this and run with it. We're going to put it on a shirt.
Yeah.
On a billboard.
Roll it out and get it growing. Be better than get it in for me. Roll that sod out.
Get it growing and get to rolling.
See, back when it started, we did Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, now's the time to get them up and get them decorated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we're going to dabble with some Christmas trees this year.
You don't want to do that.
I've done it before. And,
you don't want to do that.
But we're just going to bring in a few just to have some. Just so can smell that smell. Jack Holman
was assistant city manager for Rock Hill and bought the Skyland Hardware.
Okay.
And he had a Christmas tree farm.
He used to teach at Northwest, teach at ATC maybe or something.
I don't know.
I think this is the guy's name.
Jack Holman.
He's one of the York Prep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a Christmas tree farm.
Yeah. This man, if it's not him, I'm sorry, but a man named Jack that lives in Bel Air over there owns a farm up in West Jefferson, and we're going to get some trees from him this year.
I think that's him.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it is. I ain't seen him in a long time.
He comes by the store every now and then. I think he used to coach track or something because he knows David Hegwood that works there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's 100% him.
Now we're on par now, so it's good. So come to Carolina Fresh and get your Christmas tree. The only problem is when you sell Christmas trees, you need to be open at night and weekends and all that. We're not changing the hours, so you're going to have to come.
So you're not going to sell many Christmas
trees.
Get
out of bed on Saturday and get over there.
We
8 to 2.
We did that for a couple of years.
Yeah, we did. Mm. We did a bunch there for a while, and it was difficult.
Just don't do live trees.
And when you think about selling Christmas trees, you think, you're just going to take the money and hand the person the tree. It's not really how it works. They want the bottom cut. They want the limbs cut off.
If you got 100 trees, they look at all 100 of them and then go back to the first one.
And please bring a pickup truck to pick up your tree.
I want you to haul them home for them.
Yeah, you're not going to tie it to the vehicle for them?
Yeah, well, we did that,
You're going to tie them to the roof?
Yeah, we did. I mean,
or put them in a shaker.
It's not very fun.
Shake all the dead leaves off.
Yeah, we'll shake it for you.
Wow.
But we need some more rain because we're actually doing some work on the other side of town, and it's real dry over there. Mm-hmm. Tommy said it was horrible.
Are you?
Yeah, it's
draining. Yeah, it looks like a lot of overcast and maybe not a lot of water.
I don't see a whole lot of water coming down, but we need some rain.
Road's wet.
So don't cut off the irrigation yet. You still need to water your plants. Mm-hmm. We're still dry.
How many times a week would you water your plants now?
Right now, probably twice a week. Twice a week. Enough.
I think a yard can probably do the same.
Generally, in the summer when it's hot, we say three times a week. In the spring and fall, twice a week. In the winter, once or twice. But we've been so dry, even though it's cool and people don't think they have to water because it's cooler.
Yeah, that's right.
But cooler, it's still dry.
Cooler means low humidity, which means dry.
Yeah. So. The cooler is not really a good thing.
No, it's really not.
Yeah.
But I've cut my irrigation off, but I don't really have a lot of plants there.
So. At your house?
I just cut it off now. So
I cut mine off in 2002 and never put it back on. Yeah. So, and you and I have talked about it a lot. I had started irrigation up till June when it got so dry. And I cut it off, and that's not a good thing to do. If you ever started in the spring, you need to keep it going. But just don't start it. It doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
Did they get used to it?
Well, irrigation is good to have. I mean, I think it's overused. Like most people that have it, they like to see it run. And
well, they put all that money in the ground. They want to see some water.
You need to understand that less water is better, and the way to water is less times a week and more when you do it. So just like nature would do. Nature doesn't come every morning and put a tenth of an inch on your yard and go away. So, you know, it comes hard and goes away for 3 or 4 days, comes back. So
we had one down the road from the nursery that a couple of years ago. Tommy went out to look at something, and you couldn't even walk across the yard.
Yeah.
You sunk. And it was fescue, which looked great.
Yeah.
But it first started getting a little warm. But the more you watered it, the worse it got.
Yeah. and it's hard for those if you have somebody mowing your grass. I mean, Lord, it's hard to get
hard
grass
to cut.
If you got it that wet. I mean, I had a couple yards where we'd have ruts in it, and people would get mad about it. I'm like, well, I think we need to feel like you're watering too much, but.
Well, they tell them that, they don't want to hear that.
Can't use a hovercraft over here to cut this thing without touching the ground.
Yeah. Too much water. We had one that they were watering it five times a day, 15 minutes.
Yeah. That's too much water. Yeah. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Imperial Pool and Spas and Spa Guard have what you need for great spa care. Spa maintenance is easy if you know what to do. That's why you should depend on the pros at Imperial. Protect your investment and enjoy it all winter long with the help of Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill, and now in Lake Wylie.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Lay back and smell the sun. Warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Because I know
okay, we're back to Gardener's Bench. As I said earlier, we're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Okay, Mr. Rector, take it away.
And we're going back to Alan out on the scene again with Benny Etter, and we're going to do another interview.
Thank you, gentlemen. It is a day that it's good to talk about heating and air. Benny Etter is with us. And Benny, you have been active in the community for over 30 years. You have your own company. You have a great group of employees that have been with you a long time.
Yes, sir, Alan. We have a great group of employees. A lot of my employees have been with me 20-plus years.
Wow.
And we've been around over 30 years. So we're just blessed to be in the community and try to service everybody.
As we move into this time of year, it's getting close to Thanksgiving. It's the Christmas season. Toys for Happiness, of course, is something that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, it is near and dear to my heart. We really like supporting the community and supporting Toys for Happiness and just helping the less fortunate in the community.
Now, if people want to get involved, any recommendations?
Yeah, you can call us or call the radio station, and we can direct them on getting a hold of the radio station, and they can let them know on how to support the Toys for Happiness.
And, of course, you can go to toysforhappiness.com. All the information there of locations will be there. Of course, AirTech will be listed. There'll be phone numbers to get in touch with Benny and his group. But probably the easiest thing is just call us here at Broadcast House at 803-324-1340. We'll make sure it happens. But it couldn't happen without great sponsors like AirTech Heating and Air.
We're proud to be able to be a part of the Toys for Happiness group.
Benny, it's been a good season on the Gardener's Bench, and we're looking forward to you keeping us warm all winter long as we head into what may be one of the coldest winters we've had in quite a while.
Well, that's why we're here. We're going to try our best to keep everybody warm. Just give us a call.
Now back to the guys on the Gardener's Bench.
Okay, Alan, thank you very much, Mr. Eder, Mr. Miller, to help hold us together.
I hope I had an umbrella today.
Nah, it's not raining hard enough to cause a problem, I don't think.
Maybe a rain jacket or something.
Nah,
it is chilly out there, though.
It's a little cool, but it's just kind of drizzling. Yeah. But anyway,
it's a good day to sit home in your house and sip some coffee and listen to the Gardener's Bench.
Nah, you need to be out in the yard planting some plants.
I will tell you something. The leaves have really come down this week.
Nah, I've got a...
My yard's covered.
I've probably got a foot of them on the driveway.
And now is the problem. They're wet.
Yep. It's harder to get them up.
Mm.
So you should have stayed home last night and got them up.
Yeah, should have done that.
Anyway, it's the leaves, I don't know. I think it's probably because it's so dry that seemed like a lot of them were turning brown instead of turning colors.
Yeah,
and I were looking
the colors happened very quickly this year like,
and that's because it's dry, I think.
But when I went through the mountains, they were gorgeous. When I went to Louisville a couple of weeks ago, that was peak time for them to be out, around here, it did seem kind of that way.
We rode over to Walmart Shopping Center at Newport yesterday, and he was pointing out poplars that just turned, instead of turning yellow, they just turned brown.
And fell off.
And were gone. There were several of them that just saw, Tuesday they had leaves, and the day yesterday they didn't have leaves.
That are wet all over the parking lot.
Yep. Tree planting time, I don't know if I've mentioned this lately, but on planting your trees, if they're container trees, you can plant them year-round anytime. That's not a problem. What we call bald and burlap or field-grown, right now is the ideal time from now till when they put on leaves in the spring and March. But whatever the size containers, you need to dig the hole about technically three times the size, but we're lucky to get people to do it two times.
Yeah.
People get lazy.
Three times the size, that's a big hole.
That's a big hole. So you get lazy digging the hole, so we get two times.
To admit that when I planted those, when I was working for a builder and I planted those ones, they fit in there snug as a bug.
Yeah. Need to give them some room.
I did learn that you can't push that thing in there until you're sure. Because it's hard to get back out.
It is tough to get back out. And a lot of people
you'll break
do
that trunk trying to bend it over and roll it out of there.
Yeah.
And some of those, what do you think? Let's say a 15-foot tree with a big old ball. What do you think that weighs? Probably
15-foot tree, probably more than that.
Yeah, maybe a 10-foot tree, 1,000 pounds.
10-foot tree, yeah.
It's a big old root. Now, do you, when you do that, you don't cut that wire off, you leave it in there? The bag, you roll the bag back.
We take it off.
Do you?
You don't.
It's supposed to rot in there, I guess, but.
It depends on the type of fabric.
Yeah.
Burlap, true burlap, it will decay.
I mean, that wire thing, basket.
The wire should rust away.
It should, but that takes a while.
Do you need to cut? We cut it about a third way down.
Yeah, I used to cut them where it could open itself up a little
bit. Take it off the top because you don't want anything restricting that stem.
Yeah. I'd take it and bend it over or bend it back, you know. Yeah. But you want it sticking up anyway. And
I think sometimes our guys just bent them down.
Yeah.
And left them, but then they'd take.
Well, I never took one all the way off. I never cut one all the way off, but I used to loosen it, I guess.
They used to say that, take them off. The problem with that is we did it a few times, and the problem with that is you do more damage than you do good by taking them off.
Sometimes the whole thing will fall apart.
Anyway, the root ball, if it comes from sandy ground, it'll fall
apart. I'm sure they say cut it off just to cover it yourself. I mean, so.
The big thing on that is us is we always planted them a little tiny bit above grade.
Yeah, you don't want to put it down in there.
You don't want to put low. We didn't put it ground level because the problem is the thing would sink, settle, and you get too deep, and then you got a problem. Planting too deep is a major thing that nobody talks about much. But
yeah,
you can it'll stunt the growth or actually kill the tree in the long run, but it might take five or 6 years to do it.
And that's true for shrubs and everything. Yeah, everything.
We always planted above grade, we called it about an inch, and it will settle a little bit, be about right. Pack around it real good, and we always either did full beds and tilled them and added amendment and all that stuff, or we dug individual holes, but we still added amendment. Now, Paul Thompson will argue with you on add amendment and stuff to individual holes. He says you don't need it. We found over the years that it worked wonders for us.
By the way, the dirt is soil around here. I think anything you can add is good.
That's what I say. Hard red clay, hard yellow clay.
Plants or whatever. Anything you can add is good.
Any organic material you can, mix it with the soil that's there. Well, Matthew's back again, so we'll have to finish that conversation on the next side. Be right back to the Cardinals Bench.
I keep blowing down. No matter what the weather,
this is Benny Etter, here to make your weather better. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold. Call me, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech Heating and Air at 803-327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Imperial Pool and Spas has whatever you desire in hot tubs and spas. This is Mike Elder. Our special low holiday prices include delivery, startup chemicals, and cover. Start your holiday at Imperial Pools and Spas, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or in Lake Wylie.
You show us everything you got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. Drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
Okay, Matthew's on a roll now, got his jamming.
You like that song?
Yeah, I'm about to wake up.
You like that song?
Oh, yeah.
Good, you know who sings that, right?
Not off the top of my head.
Kiss.
Kiss.
That's what me and Tony are going to see in Black Friday. You should hop
y'all
in
need
truck.
Y'all need to take Steve.
Steve, come on.
I saw Kiss.
Well, you can see him at the end. You saw him at the beginning, probably.
1976.
Did you? Where? up in Asheville somewhere or Charlotte?
It wasn't in Nashville.
Where were you at in 76?
I was in Cullowhee in Asheville. It was over...
maybe Greensboro or something like that?
I think it was over there, not Knoxville.
Oh, okay. That's where we're going.
It's in Tennessee, but it was on the eastern side. Okay. Johnson City.
Yeah, how about that?
Nobody knew who we were back then.
Pigeon Forge?
Yeah.
That was not far from
Pigeon Forge. Dollywood.
He's talking about Dollywood in 76.
Dollywood wasn't there yet.
They came to see Dolly.
She hadn't been away from Porter Wagoner very long at that point in time.
Ober-Gatlinburg.
Yeah, at Ober-Gatlinburg.
It's right outside of Gatlinburg.
Yeah, that's a fun place up there.
It wasn't hitting on a whole lot back then, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
It grew a lot after that.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to go up there.
But they were real they were real good. They were just kind of strange.
Well, all rock people are kind of that way a little bit, but they
all those little Klitschke shops in Gatlinburg, they've all about closed down. It's all
kind of corporate.
Yeah, Guinness and Ripley's and all that. And,
well, they about burnt down a few years ago.
Yeah,
it
did. Yeah.
We went there shortly after that just to try to help
them. The big hotel downtown burned, didn't
it? Yeah, I think it did. The whole sides of the mountains were...
And see, I grew up... I moved to Charlotte in 78, so I was still living in Asheville then. So we weren't far from that Gatlinburg. And I used to drive over there every once in a while just for the hell of it. But,
Yeah. Fun times. You need to do some traveling now.
No.
You and Rhonda.
Now that I got time to do it, I don't have the desire to do
it.
I won't stay home.
I think when I retire, I'll be probably done. I've done about everything I want to do.
I want to sit in my recliner and see it.
Yeah.
She wanted to do something tonight. I said, look, it's going to be raining. I don't like crowds anymore because of the walker thing.
That's kind of, you'll get over that. I mean, you'll be off of that thing for a
while. Well, I've got some
places. You are getting around a lot better today.
I got some restaurants I go now, but I know I got places I can park.
Well, I know that'd be a pain. I mean, I wouldn't want to.
You go into some place you've never been before and then trying to find out where you're going to park it and not get in people's way.
It's dark and all that stuff.
Yeah. But,
maneuver yourself around. You need to get better before you start doing all that stuff.
Well, if you go to KISS with David and Tony, you can just crowd surf.
Yeah.
They'll pass you to the front.
We'd probably get better seats if we took him. Put us in down there, full access.
That does help.
Yeah.
Better parking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the handicap sticker.
Yeah, there you go. For temporary.
It's kind of amazing where they park you, though. Some places have lines of handicapped parking, and other ones don't have any.
Well, you made it in my house, in and out of there. That's right. That was over the grass and rocks. And
if I remember right, though, I about knocked out Gary Simmel because he had to climb over the rock.
Yeah.
He wanted to go to the left.
He's watching out for you.
There was a hole or something there I remember coming in, so I went on the other side, and he wasn't ready for that. But I do appreciate you and him helping get me to the car.
Always. All right, we're going to take, I think, our last break today, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Benny Etter here.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof. Take advantage of the area's lowest price winter tune-up now.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Imperial Pool and Spas has stocked up on hot tubs and spas for inside or outside. This is Mike Elder. We have all different sizes and colors with 70 jets embracing you from all directions. Start your holiday at Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, or in Lake Wylie.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, thank you, Matthew, and we're here to wrap up this fine edition of the Gardener's Bench.
We hope you have a lovely day out there.
Yeah, I hope we get a little more rain today and tomorrow and wet things down a little bit.
Get some things done maybe inside the house today.
A little rain won't hurt nobody.
Yeah.
You can get wet, trust me. Yeah. Over the years, I got wet many times.
Yeah, it's just water.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, just going over the schedule, this is going to be my last show of the year. Next year, I'm going to be in the mountains with my granddaughters and getting a Christmas tree and all. And I'm not sure about if we're having that other show the next week, but I'm with Tony in Knoxville. So it's been a fun year again with Steve. I enjoyed all the people. I enjoy getting the feedback from everybody when they come in and say they know that voice or they hear me talking somewhere in the store. And we appreciate everybody listening and Facebook and radio. Appreciate our sponsors. And we'll have to work harder to get us some more sponsors so we can take more breaks this year. Steve is stunned. He's looking at me. He's in deep thought.
Yep. I thought the last one was Brenda doing the symposium thing.
I think we have Lauren, we call her the Bird Lady next week.
Next week, and then...
Yeah. We don't usually do a show after Thanksgiving, but I think
Had to cancel one in April, so that's the that's the one
makeup
that you were out of town, and I had kidney surgery. I was going to do it with Lauren, and then on Friday I was hurting so bad I couldn't even get out of the bed.
It's kind of cool. This morning I've been looking at my phone in the mornings when I get in the truck. I plug it in, and it kind of tells you where you're going this morning. It told me that knew I was coming down here. Isn't that funny? No, really? On Saturday. So
Saturday, that's what you do.
Yeah, it's what a phone AI knows what I'm doing, I guess. But I enjoy coming down here on Saturday morning and talking with you and Matt and Steven.
The first year I did it, it was just me, and it was a 30-minute show.
Yeah, that would be hard.
And I had to go get my own guest.
Even 30 minutes is hard by yourself.
And it was kind of... You spent most of your time, instead of working, I spent my time making sure people were going to show up and not cancel it Friday night at 11 o'clock, you know, that kind of thing. But it worked pretty good. But I really appreciate it. You've been here the last 6 years. And
I enjoy it.
Yeah, this is finishing up the 14th year of the Gardener's Bench.
We had some good guests this year.
Paul and Dave did 7, and then me and you, this will be my 7th, your 6th. And, I wouldn't. In fact, I told them about that first one. I said, I can't do it by myself.
It'll be hard. I like our camaraderie, and we're just two old dudes talking.
Mr. Kimmel told me one time, he said, I just can't believe two country boys got on the radio and have such a loyal following as y'all have.
My wife says, two old men talking about the weather.
Yeah, pretty much.
We cover a lot of subjects on here now.
We do.
And what's a good thing is we don't even know what the subjects are half the time.
Well, we have an idea
what we're going to talk about.
I did an agenda in the early days, and I did one yesterday and left it laying on the desk. But after about the third segment, I have no clue what we're talking about.
He knew David was going to be here, and we ain't going to follow the schedule.
We jump all over the place. Okay, anyway.
All righty, y'all.
Okay, we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.